And again, nakedness is a big problem in the island of Hawaii, the islands of Hawaii. Isaiah chapter 47, verse 2 says, take the millstones and grind the meal, uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers, thy nakedness shall be uncovered. So when you roll up your skirt and your thighs are showing, guess what the Bible teaches? That thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Right. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. And unfortunately, people don't have any shame today anymore, and they just want to show off their bodies when the Bible says that if you uncover your thighs, from the loin to the thighs is where your clothing should reach. Otherwise, you're naked, okay? And it says, thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. It's too bad that people just don't understand that they should be ashamed to be naked. Adam and Eve were ashamed, weren't they? And they didn't even make the right clothes, and God had to make them new ones. Because just naturally, people will sin. They'll just do things that God's not okay with. Turn to Exodus chapter 28, verse 42, and I'll show you the Bible. So it's a shame for women to be naked, but it's also a shame for men. But God still has the same standard for men as he does with women. If your thigh's uncovered, the Bible says it's nakedness. All right? Exodus chapter 28, verse 42, the priests were supposed to be made special garments. And it says, thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness. Well, what were the lengths that they had to do? Well, it says from the loins, which is here, to the thighs shall they reach. So we're supposed to cover up too. You know, I've been searching in Hawaii, and not too super hard, but I've gone into some stores. We're staying by a mall, and I'm trying to find a pair of trunks that I can wear that cover down to the end of my thighs. But you know what? The culture has gone back to the old 1980s NBA style shorts or something, where John Stockton's wearing, you know, shorts this short. You know, all these players, you know, I liked when people wore long shorts, and the long shorts came into style. That was when I was growing up. It was long shorts. If you wore these short little shorty shorts, you know, people made fun of you. We need to get back to where we're making fun of people for wearing stuff that doesn't cover up their thighs. But it's the culture. It's not just the culture here. It's the culture everywhere. It's the culture with ladies' dresses and skirts. You know, they basically, they're showing more than they should be. And it's hard for ladies in our church to even find stuff. You have to search. And for men, why should you have to search for something to cover up with? Shouldn't that just be what's normal? But see, nakedness is a big problem, and it's a big problem here. And we need to abhor those things. We need to do what the Bible says, and we need to cover what the Bible says to cover and not worry about what the culture says. Oh, you know, that's the only shorts I can find. Well, you know what? I'm gonna search harder. I'm going to search high and low, and maybe I can find some Samoan shop that will sell some that actually go down to my knees. You know, I'm a taller guy, so it's a little harder for me. I guess the shorts I tried on yesterday probably would have fit a normal person's, you know, went down far enough. But I tried them on. I was like, nope, can't do it, you know. But, you know, we need to abhor the wicked culture.